hillbilly heart beats tender and warm down in the Ozarks back on the farm.
Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable first lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Jim. And Happy New Year. Jim's been telling me they had a big dinner of 14 people. Oh, I'd love to have been there. A turkey, what was it, Jim? A turkey and two ducks?
Yeah.
Oh, my. In the loveliest home.
Oh, we had a
wonderful... Tell me about it.
We had a wonderful Christmas day. My wife and I were celebrating our very first Christmas together, you know.
Absolutely.
And we had 14 hungry people around our dinner table for Christmas Day. We had... Well, I think we captured old Santa because he left all of his... prizes and surprises with us. Our home was completely decorated in the Yule colors, and the nicest thing of all, I think, May, is that at our home we truly had Christ in Christmas.
That's the thing, Jim. And I send my love to his wife and his mother this morning. God bless them. Well, that's wonderful, Jim. You know, the new year will soon be here, and I'm the first to get to say it to you. Happy New Year, and God bless you, and God keep you all this coming year. Now, this morning, Virginia is here with me, my guest. It wouldn't be Christmas New Year to us. We didn't have Virginia. That Mrs. Lee Fehrenberg, the wife of the beloved minister that I loved so much. And he's been gone 5 years now, hasn't he, Virginia? Lee, oh, what a wonderful man. You know, I often quote him to you. Wonderful man he was. Well, Virginia's just got to say hello to her friends in Anderson.
Hello, all of you. May's keeping me in tow. I'm being real nice.
She's behaved herself fine. I'll have to say that for her. Yes, sir, I wish everybody on Christmas New Year had behaved themselves as well. Well, God keep you all this year. We start out again Monday with all old wounds healed, I hope, and all scars cleared away. A brand new page, and I know we're grateful for everything. Our hearts are full of gratitude, even if many things this year have been hard, been tearful, been sorrowful and tragic. You know, this poem that's been so much quoted and printed on calendars and hung in offices, and it says it all, and I'm going to say it now. There was a time when faith began to slip, when I had lost all I had to lose. Or so it seemed to me. I lost my home, my job. I had no house, no food, no shoes. Then suddenly I felt myself ashamed, for I who had complained because I had no shoes, then chanced to meet upon the busy highway of my life a man who had no feet. That's a thing for you to carry with you all year. It's a thought with a million heartbeats in it. Not just the hillbilly heartbeats, but for the whole human race. And here at the beginning is a New Year's resolve. I'm trying to make this my resolve. Listen and make it yours. When New Year's footsteps sound upon the threshold of my door, I shall make resolution that every flaming dawn shall find me waiting earnestly to try to live the glorious hours one at a time. That's the thing. Simply and serenely at my best. To serve if there be need for me to serve, to rest if there should be the need for rest. And I shall always try to be sincere, to search for truth and find it where I can. I shall be charitable, knowing well the good that lies within my fellow man. I would be cheerful, and I would be brave beneath whatever load or chastening rod. And oh, these two things I shall try to keep. A steadfast faith, a childlike trust in God. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. I'm sure most of you did. Oh, I wish I could say Happy New Year to, there are about 75 or 80 people I'd love to mention. I wish I could. You know, the Yuletide, some spend it with the family and happy friends and dinners and gifts, and many go to worship their Maker. Many carry gifts and alms to the poor and the sick. And some drink themselves into insensibility and debauchery. There are people who seem to think that the birth of Jesus of Nazareth came about to make a day to get drunk. It's a horrible thing when you think of it. I remember even when I was a child, there was drinking and getting around and sneaking out a bottle and passing around at Christmas time. Seemed like more than any other time of the year. It's unspeakable. They used to talk about saving money to buy Christmas whiskey. Oh, Christmas whiskey, I hated the words. A bottle of liquor was the great gift to give somebody. It is yet, I want you to know, between drinking people, of all days on Christmas and on New Year's. They must get drunk for the last time, they say, then swear off. Of course, they never swear off. Well, let's don't talk about it on the eve of this new year. Perhaps one of the most, but it goes through me, I can't help it. Perhaps one of the most significant years that has ever been in the history of the nations of the world. This year, so many of us, want to make some good resolutions for the new year, and there's so many vital things to make them about. Now let me read to you a little poem, and this will express to you one thing that we all neglect and should resolve to do. See our friends more than we do. Oh, it's a thing I don't do like I ought to. It seems like I can't. You people have no idea of how busy. This program keeps my life and everything. Pardon me. Got a frog in my throat this cold morning. Boo, but it's cold. Now, this poem expresses a resolve without any other words from me on the subject of seeing our friends. Around the corner, I have a friend in this great city that has no end, yet days go by and weeks rush on, and before I know it, a year is gone. And I never see my old friend's face, for life is a swift and moving race. He knows I like him just as well as in the days when I rang his bell and he rang mine. We were younger then, and now we are busy and tired men, tired with playing a foolish game, tired with trying to make a name. Tomorrow I say I'll call on Jim just to show him that I'm thinking of him. But tomorrow comes and tomorrow goes, and the distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner just a little way, I pick up the paper. Jim died today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend. That very thing happened to me two or three times this last year, and I know how it feels and the deep regrets. Well, I wish I might have sent every one of you a grand Christmas gift. I wish I were a millionaire. Wouldn't it be wonderful at Christmas? You'd all get it, that's the truth. But it's like a little verse that Belle Madden at Rogers, Arkansas, sent me one Christmas, I think maybe last Christmas. She said, I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I dreamed I gave each friend of mine $1,000 bill. Yes, I was handing out the stuff to each good friend and true, when darn the luck they woke me up just as I got to you. So that's the truth, Virginia. They woke me up before I got to you. So that's the way it was with me. I want to thank you all again for your lovely kindness to Viola Wooten, the dear little friend of us all, who is such a shut-in and bedfast with muscular dystrophy. She got 97 letters and cards, she told us last night, and she phoned. And it made her Christmas for her, she said. Yes, it did, just like it did last Christmas. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to be remembered. Did you ever think of that? You know you like it yourself. And to have lovely cards and sweet letters and kind, sympathetic words coming from all over the Ozarks. You would know that if you were ever in Viola's place. You know, it's a wonderful thing to anyone to be remembered. Maybe you think I didn't appreciate all of the lovely cards I got from my listeners, about 280. You know, this old world needs so much of love, the one remedy that would cure every ill and sin and unhappiness and bewilderment known to the human race. Love. Not a single one of us really understands this great element of love. We think we do, but we don't. Now, here's a promise. We had a resolve. Here's a promise. And I want you to bear this in mind and never forget it. There always will be God. They cannot shell his city nor rob him of his own. They cannot cause him panic nor cut off his supply. No, I forgot the first verse. First line. They cannot bomb his temple nor dynamite his throne. They cannot shell his city nor rob him of his own. They cannot cause him panic nor cut off his supplies. They cannot take his kingdom nor hurt him with their lies. Though we face fear and panic and feel its goad and rod, we know above confusion there always will be God. Some way as the old year closes and things grow so different and times change so as the years go by, I think of our pioneers and particularly of our pioneer women. And a lovely thing I read, and how they toiled along with their men, and how they treasured the little things, and always flowers, seeds, and roots of things to grow about the dooryard. Mary loved lilacs in long ago Virginia. Jemima and Joseph, they drove a Conestoga wagon to frontier Kentucky. He took his axe and his bull tongue plow, and she the walnut cradle. Cyrilda toiled the wilderness trail with her husband to the muddy Missouri. And through the ashes of Indian council fires, she planted lilacs. Margaret followed Jim where the winds beckoned westward across the wild plains and the wolf-toothed Rockies, and grubbed away sagebrush. Give me the faith to plant with the trail of strange tomorrows my lilacs and my homey little flowers. What a wonderful heritage we have this year of 1962. We really have. They left us a heritage. And now I want to close with a beautiful poem a dear friend enclosed to me in her Christmas card this year, Mrs. B.F. Finkel of Springfield, who is one of the truly gifted poets of this Ozark country. This is a New Year's prayer. Now we had a resolve and all, and now I have a prayer, and it is a prayer for us all. And I hope she won't mind my using it. None could be better this day for the coming year. Here it is. Sometime, perhaps, when friends are past the caring, their troubled eyes to us forever closed, we'll wonder why we never thought of sharing the burden which their weary glance disclosed. Why, in the foolish rush of some ambition to reach a cherished goal for selfish gain, we did not pause with kindly intuition to say what might have eased another's pain. For in that moment, we might well have captured exquisite joy beyond our fondest quest, to see in kindled eye and smile enraptured a silent, grateful comradeship expressed. One prayer alone, dear Lord, I'm humbly pleading, while still my fellow kind I walk among. These gifts be mine, which most of all I'm needing, an understanding heart and friendly tongue. And so now, Happy New Year, and all my love, and God keep you. Happy New Year, Edie. We wish you were down here. I'll see you next Saturday morning, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I sure will, Jim.